AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Mitt Romney will be hosting two Republican presidential contenders at a holiday sleepover tonight. An aide confirms that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and Florida Senator Marco Rubio will be staying at Romney's place in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. Both candidates are scheduled to march in the city's 4th of July parade. In the meantime, Hillary Rodham Clinton had a warning today for New Hampshire voters.
If the country elects a Republican president, then they will repeal the Affordable Care Act.
Clinton told hundreds of folks in a park at Dartmouth College she will offer continuity on the policies of President Obama that she says have worked for the vast majority of Americans. If you're traveling over the holiday weekend, you're going to have a lot of company on the roads.
35.5 million Americans are expected on the nation's roadways this Independence Day holiday weekend.
We're actually expecting more drivers than we have on record going back to 2000.
Heather Hunter is with the AAA. She says a big reason why is simple: lower gas prices.
The current price for a gallon of gas is about $2.77 a gallon, and that's almost 90 cents cheaper than last year.
She adds motorists haven't seen prices this low at the pump since back in 2009. I'm Matt Small.
The 4th of July will be hotter than a firecracker in many western states thanks to a lingering high-pressure system.
The greatest oppressive heat in places where you would not normally expect it. Basically, western and central Washington, portions of Oregon, much of Idaho, portions of western Montana, down into Nevada and Utah.
Jim Hayes, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, says folks should stay hydrated over the weekend if they're going outside for any time. This is AP Radio News. Greece's prime minister is urging citizens to vote no in Sunday's austerity referendum, and he says they should reject threats of economic consequences. The president of the European Commission tells Sky News a no vote could weaken Greece's negotiating hand with international creditors.
The program has come to an end. There are no negotiations underway. If the Greeks will vote no, they have done everything but strengthening the Greek negotiation position.
Officials in Maryville, Tennessee have lifted an evacuation order and are now allowing 5,000 residents to return home after a toxic train derailment. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports supplies are on their way to the International Space Station.
The unmanned cargo ship is carrying tons of food, water, oxygen, fuel, and other supplies for the crew. It's set to dock at the space station on Sunday.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.